You're about to experience an Ule Tiger erotic audio. Please consider following me on Patreon for regular updates.
Here's your coin, Chickadee. And I must say, what an engrossing read. Why, I could barely put it down.
Golly, thank you. Although, I can't help but feel like it must have been hard to read it one-handed.
Why, I never! Okay, you got me there, you little... For a freshly fallen angel, you sure are learning about these types of things awfully fast.
Is that a bad thing? Back in heaven, angels who returned from Earth were always treated like they were dirty just for associating with mortals. I've always had an interest in perverted things, so I never felt like I fit in with the other angels.
What a bunch of stuffy pricks. I don't believe you're doing anything wrong. At any rate, I've heard you've been treating those sucky girls better than the usual lot do.
Of course. They are most lovely. There is one thing I'm worried about, though. However, it is slightly embarrassing.
Friend, I have read about your most personal of sexual exploits. I think we're beyond a little embarrassment.
Be that as it may.
Come on, I promise I'll keep it between us.
Well, it's about what brothel I am to visit next.
You mean fairy nectar?
Yes. I fear I may be too large down there to be with any of the fairies. I really, really want to have relations with one, though. From the reviews I have read, they measure you before matching you with compatible girls who are able to take you, and I just don't think I can go through
with it. Whoa, slow down there. Now that you mention it, your last review didn't exactly paint a picture of what your equipment is like. Are you telling me you're packing?
I don't know. I've never seen one other than mine. But, when I last measured it, it was...
Bullshit.
What?
I call bullshit.
But I...
Whip it out then.
Excuse me?
I'll show you mine in exchange. Now come on, to the men's room.
Wait!
All right, flop it out.
You first. I'm just as curious to see yours, you know.
Oh?
That's... I didn't mean... Just... You first, okay?
I'm not hearing it, please.
Please, may I see your dick?
Lila! No, I most certainly will not show you my penis!
Rodan!
I don't care how badly you want to see it!
You little... How dare you!
Well, here it is, you little rascal. Pulling down my pants in a public bathroom. Honestly.
Oh, wow, it's... Why is it a little hard?
It's not! That's just how it looks. You next.
Yes, well then, I guess it is only fair. Here I go. Well?
It's not that big.
Not that... That's just because it isn't hard yet. I swear, it is very large when fully erect.
Prove it.
I can't just make it go up by myself. It only goes up when someone touches it.
That's so.
What are you...
You said it yourself. Only when someone else touches it, right?
Well, yes, but... Oh, we're drunk. We shouldn't be...
Shh. Look, it's easy. You can even close your eyes if you want to. And if you feel like touching mine too, well, I won't stop you.
You're very close.
Not close enough.
In here? Rodan.
Lila, close your eyes.
Well, would you look at that? Guess you didn't need anyone to touch it, huh?
What?
You got a massive stiffy, my dear.
But I
mean, you were right after all. Ain't no way you're getting into a fairy nectar with that third leg. Don't fret, though. I think I know a gal that can help. Meet me at Zealous Potions tomorrow at noon. We'll get you all set up to be with a fairy in no time.
That was close. What the heck are you doing, you old fool?
What was that all about? Making my penis get hard like that all of a sudden? Do I? Does he? Oh, wait, what am I saying? We were just talking about potions. Rodan must have slipped one into my drink to show how powerful those zealous potions really are. Yes, that has to be it. Well played. No point in wasting it, I suppose. I haven't been able to do this before. This is so naughty. Someone could come in at any moment and hear me doing this to myself.
Those rips were incredible.
Fuck yeah, they were. Look at the mess all over my hands.
Shit. I can't stop. I'm so close.
Sure helps when it's a cute barmaid bringing your grub, though, huh?
I think you mean bird, mate.
Aw, dude. Seriously?
Oh, come on. That was fun.
Says you. It's not funny if you're the only one laughing, you know. Jeez. And that stroke would be a massive dog or what?
Shh! Let the game and his business in peace. Hey!
They're going to hear me. Why does the thought of that turn me on? This is too much. It feels way too good. I can't hold it. Why would Rodan do this to me? He teased me so much. Don't think of him. Don't.
You see that really tall dude to leave here, all hot and bothered? I wonder what got his Jimmy so rough.
Yeah, who cares? All I want to do right now is forget my troubles. I want to get another beer.
Oh, man, you know it.
Nice day.
Yep, nice day, all right. Well, it's noon, so...
Right, yes. Let's meet this potion master.
After
sorry.
You.
No, it's
you
okay.
First.
You can go first.
Come on. Need to get.
Hello? Anyone home?
Greetings, potential customer. Rodan!
Azalea, you son of a bitch!
Huh. You seem to be on slightly better terms with this one.
Oh, hush now. Her and I go way back. Ain't that right?
Oh, yes. We have quite the history. Rodan has certainly brought quite a few customers to my shop.
You had better not be using potions to mess with people's emotions! That is wrong!
Cease your squawking. What are you, a birdmaid?
What? That is specious.
Now, none of that today. I'm here to help out my pal. Lila, meet Azalea. I reckon she's got to be the most talented witch who ever touched a cauldron.
What makes her so great?
My secret is in the sauce. Or my slime, as it were. It's chock full of delicious yet powerful mana. And when I work sweltering over a hot cauldron, well, some of me always ends up falling into the mix.
Delicious blueberry flavor, though.
Ew.
Best direct from the source, darling. My clients love my homebrews, but the sensitive nature of their problems means I can't advertise my work much. Needless to say, Zealous Potions has quite the reputation, although we are a somewhat hush-hush topic in polite company. Please, give me a moment. I need to clean up that mess. I'll be right with you.
Heroes Log number 3. Slimes. Yay. As their name suggests, they're a humanoid-shaped species made entirely out of slime. Their slime has many magical properties and can be consumed to regain mana and health with almost no ill effects. As for their, sexual traits, that may require further research. But seeing Azalea work around the shop, she seems to be able to morph her slime into tentacles of varying length and girth. Maybe she's not so bad after all.
Basically, she specializes in problems in the bedroom.
I gathered that. Thank you. Anyways, I don't have a problem. You saw.
It's not always problems. Sometimes my clients just want to try out something a little magical or different in their love lives. What is it that you wish to achieve? I'll admit I am curious. I've never had an angel for a customer before.
Well, you're right in that it's not what many would consider to be a problem. Rodan.
So shy still. All right. Well, Chickadee's problem is that they're packing way too much downstairs to be with a fairy sucky girl. You know, physically. Heck, they basically have a third leg.
You don't have to be so graphic!
You don't say. That is very, very interesting. So, you want your wee-wee to be smaller? I can't say I've ever made a potion like that before. Smaller. Fancy that. I guess it's no surprise that my most popular potion is to achieve the complete opposite effect. I literally cannot make penis enlargement potions fast enough.
Are you able to help them? Or are they gonna be your guinea pig?
I may know a way. Let me see the equipment first.
What?
Amazing! Truly remarkable! I can't imagine why you'd want to reduce the size of this. Is a fairy bitch really worth it?
Her slime. It feels all tingly against my skin. Her mana level is incredible. Oh no. At this rate, I'm gonna get hard. Rodan is watching so intently. Rodan. Did the effects of the potion he slipped me not leave my body entirely yet?
Should I be leaving? You two seem to be having a moment.
I promise. There is a method to my madness. My mana is very potent when applied directly. It may be an unorthodox method, but it should achieve the desired results. Give me an hour with them.
You got it.
Wait! Don't decide things for me!
Catch you tomorrow at the tavern, Lila. You two have fun. And don't forget, I expect a full report. Damn it. Too close again.
No squirming now. I need a sample from you for this potion to work.
Holy shit. I mean, oh, heavens.
Don't be scared, little one. My tentacles are here to hold you in place so you don't spill any of your essence. I hope you have a lot stored up in those massive balls.
Her demeanor, it totally changed. This is so hot. I'm leaking already. Her tentacles around my wrists and legs are so strong. I really can't move.
No. Be a good little angel. Let's stay still while I perform the extraction.
That's impossible.
You will let me know if this is too much for you. Won't you, dear?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am! So, yes, this is how it began. The last place I expected to be in my next review was a store. After you left me there, Rodan, well, she pounced on me. I was helpless to resist as soon as her enticing tentacles touched my bare skin. They were so strong. They ripped my clothing off and held me down easily as she had her way with me completely. I was only a little scared, honestly. It's hard to care about being restrained when her tentacles were stroking me so rough. Your slime feels too good wrapped around my cock. I'm not gonna last.
What was that?
Please.
Please who?
Please. Don't stop, ma'am. I want to come.
Good.
I very quickly learned a lot more about slimes. For example, did you know that when they get excited or turned on, they get wet? Whenever she moved, she left little puddles behind her. I guess a slime is still a woman after all.
It's standing up so proud and tall. And here I thought you didn't like me. Fuck. I can't wait to have your huge dick stretch my mouth out.
Ma'am?
That's right. Don't you forget it.
She wasn't kidding. She took my whole dick right down her throat with ease. She looked me dead in the eye the entire time. As she deep-throated me, God, I could see right through her slime, see just how deep into her throat she was taking me in. Her slime began to heat up with the friction. And I struggled and pulled at my restraints. I wanted so badly to break free and just to... No. It would be too lewd. No other girl had been able to take my massive cock entirely. The sight was almost too much for me to bear. me in order.
Darling, I will release you now. You're going to grab the back of my head and fuck my face until you come. Understood?
Yes. Right away, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Oh, heavens!
So obedient. Don't you dare spill a single drop. I need it all.
I could see my cum beginning to shoot down her throat, Rodan. I could see right through her neck. It was fucking amazing. She kept moaning with a mouth full of my cock, making her slime get hotter and tighter until...
Come on, my throat. The wheel with your hot cum.
Thank you for the meal, darling. But now the real magic begins. Observe my stomach.
My word! Are you making the potion inside your own body?
Naturally. Now, lay down on the ground and open your mouth wide.
Ma'am, in this position... I can see your...
Yes. My pussy. Here you are. Your freshly brewed potion. I hope you enjoy the taste of blueberry.
What do you mean?
Yes, drink it up.
It tastes amazing.
Such a greedy one. Drinking directly from me. You're so rude. It's coming out.
What can I say? The enthusiasm and intensity that slime girls have for sex is extraordinary. The mana aspect I especially enjoyed, but the way she thoroughly had her way with me left my head spinning. I've never been dominated before. I could really get used to it. Slime Girl's entire bodies feel heavenly with how they're always hot, wet, and ready. Even though I wasn't at a brothel, I suppose I should still rate her. I give them 8 out of 10.
There, all done. You should see your winky shrink overnight, and it will be ready for use tomorrow. I'm not sure how long the effects will last, though, so please be extra careful with that fairy, okay?
Yeah, I will.
Thank you for your business. I'll be sending my bill to you within 2 working days.
This review is so good. Lila. Lila! What the fuck is wrong with me?